The next patient is Cecilia Self-Smith. First name, C-E-C-I-L-I-A. Last name, S-E-L-P-H, space, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of a 77-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Silva, S-I-L-V-A, that was referred to this office for evaluation of the kidney function. The patient has comorbidities, including the presence of diabetes mellitus at least for 7 years, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and also a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking that she's practiced for many years. Today, the patient comes with a creatinine of 0.86, a BUN of 24, and estimated EFR of 70 mL per minute, which is consistent with CKD stage 2. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio is within normal range. This patient doesn't have a proteinuria. The patient has been taking COX inhibitors, and we are discouraging this practice. She is to continue with a good blood pressure control, a low sodium diet, and a fluid restriction that should be around 40 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus. With the diabetes mellitus, the patient had a hemoglobin A1C that was This patient has been between 7 and 7.4% in the hemoglobin A1C. Period. No, following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. She has a cholesterol that is elevated. She says that recently the atorvastatin was increased. However, the patient has a significant hypertriglyceridemia. That should be treated aggressively, even more in the presence of a fatty liver. That is a major concern. The description of the diet should be a diet that is a plant-based diet, avoid the industrial production of food, fructose, corn oil, a low-sodium diet, and avoid any fried food, period. Following number. The patient has a significant amount of degenerative joint disease. She has back problems that evaluated by the pain manager. She was suggested to go to a spine doctor. However, she refused to the idea because it was out of town. The patient has significant arthritis in the hands. And she will get benefit from the anti-inflammatory diet, a plant-based diet, I insist. Following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the patient continues to smoke, and she was discouraged of this practice. Following number fatty liver. This fatty liver should be treated with the administration of vitamin D under the appropriate diet. The patient is taking the statins. Following number gastroesophageal, the reflux disease. That should be treated with H2 inhibitors. Following number we are going to set up a follow-up appointment in 4 months. I really encourage the patient to follow the recommendations in view of the presence of a normal kidney function without any proteinuria, but with a significant self-inflicted entities like the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and the fatty liver. Period. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.